Good morning. It's May 4th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. About 100 people gathered in front of the federal courthouse in Reno yesterday in support of safe access to reproductive care, including abortions. The community-led protest took place within 24 hours of the leaked Supreme Court opinion draft to strike down Roe v. Wade. Reno resident Rachel Steinborn says she shouldn't have to protest this issue in 2022.
I am trying to protect women's rights. This is more than about being about abortion. This is about our rights getting taken away from us and my granddaughters, my daughter, and I'm here to try to make them stay in place.
Demonstrators echoed feelings of sadness, exhaustion, and anger. The crowd was made up of all genders and ages, and many advocates point out this issue affects any person, regardless of gender identity, who can get pregnant. Many elected officials and primary candidates in Nevada are reacting to a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion. Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak said on Twitter that he's committed to protecting reproductive rights, which has included signing legislation to affirm the right to an abortion. He said as long as he's governor, he will continue to do work on this front. U.S. Senators Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto released similar statements saying they will continue fighting for reproductive freedoms. Adam Laxalt, who is one of several candidates running in the GOP primary for U.S. Senate, called the leaked information an historic victory for the sanctity of life, while Dean Heller, a former U.S. senator now running in the Republican primary for governor, said he applauds the draft opinion and is committed to supporting pro-life judges. California's governor and top legislative aides want to add abortion protections to the state's constitution. Their comments came just hours after Politico published a draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court. The opinion indicated a majority of justices support overturning the decision that stops states from banning abortions. If that happens, abortion rights groups say at least 26 states are likely to restrict or ban the procedure. Governor Gavin Newsom has pledged to make California a sanctuary for people from other states seeking abortions. Adding abortion protections to the state's constitution would make it much harder for future lawmakers to repeal them. Tribal advocates are discussing the need to advance the United Nations Declaration for the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Advocates say it's a human rights imperative. The declaration recognizes Native peoples' survival and self-determination, their land and culture, and political participation. Countries such as Canada, Mexico, and New Zealand are taking steps to implement it. Tribal leaders and advocates here say it's time for the U.S. to do the same. For example, they want the government to have closer consultation with tribes on key issues. Attorney Walter Echohawk is a member of the Pawnee Nation. He says the Obama administration endorsed the declaration in 2010, but there's been little movement since.
We have no national plan here in the U.S. to implement the declaration, and the Biden administration appears strangely silent on the implementation effort here.
Echohawk points out the federal government is investing billions in protecting the rights of Ukrainians. He wants to see similar measures enacted here to protect indigenous peoples. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
A Las Vegas City Council member running as a Republican for Nevada State Treasurer is recovering from face and head injuries after a car crash. KRNV reports Michelle Fiore suffered a broken orbital bone and head trauma. Las Vegas police say the crash happened about 9:15 Monday night. And the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation is locking in plans to add more water to Lake Powell. KUNC's Alex Hager explains the Band-Aid measures are designed to keep water levels high enough to generate hydropower.
One measure will release water from upstream, pulling from Flaming Gorge Reservoir in Wyoming and Utah. Another will limit the amount that flows out of Lake Powell down to California, Nevada, and Arizona. Both have been framed as alarming but necessary cuts into stored water in a drying region. Tanya Trujillo is the Assistant Secretary of the Interior.
We are taking extraordinary actions today. That is because now is the time to do more. We do not have time to waste.
She says water users need to conserve and make their water systems more efficient as climate change makes it less and less likely that more water is on the way. Alex Hager, KUNC.
And I'm Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.